Did I say fisting the shitbox on the Saw episode? I can't tell you how many times I had to edit out fisting the shitbox, and it's in there a bunch. So I had to take it out a lot. Why did I say fisting the shitbox?
It's like a delightful surprise when you hear again how funny you are. Yeah. Not fisting the shitbox. That is not a delightful surprise.
It doesn't happen to you that much, but sometimes I'll go back and I'm like, God damn, I'm really fucking funny.
It happens to me all the time, you motherfucker. I am the funny one. Welcome to the horror version, everybody.
There you go.
Motherfuckers.
There you go. Oh, wow.
Oh, sorry.
That got aggressive. You motherfucker. I'm Todd the Virgin.
Yeah, I'm Jen. And we have a special.
Yes,
no,
we
are bringing
have a special
it back.
Guest today. Oh, yeah. We're bringing back the groan. Yeah.
That sounded like a.
So I realized
like
early on.
In the shitbox groan.
I realized early on that every time she was introduced, I'd go, ugh.
Yeah.
And so I just kept doing
like
it.
Like after
and it
10 episodes, it did become a
Should
thing.
We introduce
and
our
that's
guest?
When I had to get therapy. Yeah. Hey, we have a guest today. His name is Steven.
Yay.
Hello, Steven.
Hello.
Yay. And he's here to talk about a Suspiria.
Yes, Suspiria.
Yeah.
But I don't want to leave this whole charades thing because you've told me that I cannot do charades
no,
for a live show.
You are not allowed to do charades at live
and
shows.
And I demand to do an hour-long charade thing.
You understand that charades are not improv, right?
It will be hilarious. If I don't plan it out, it's improv.
No.
I don't know what my arms are going to do. Maybe I'll turn into a skeleton.
Oh, my God. Or a weeping willow. So can I ask how you two met?
Steven and I have been talking a lot about on the Modern Horror Slack, just about random stuff. What did we start talking about? Assassination Nation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Assassination Nation and other things that are completely escaping me.
Yeah. A bunch of condoms, too.
Yes, condoms.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You guys saw the artwork we posted. I think we just reposted it because you actually posted it originally.
Mm-hmm.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
But Steven's the artist behind the condoms.
Yes. The awesome horror virgin line of protective sex wear.
Right, what? So anyway, I wanted to get, like, if we go to festivals, I want to get these actually printed up but staple business cards to them. So like they clearly
staple
don't
them
work.
Right in the middle. Yeah,
yeah. So they clearly don't work. And then like people like take the business card off and then use the condom and get someone pregnant. Like that to me is really funny.
That's when
so,
we like, that's really will have reached comedy
oh,
gold.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If we ever go to these horror pod festivals.
Maybe they'll name the babies after us.
These are my twins, Fisty and Shitbox. So can we talk about this movie? Because it was batshit insane.
This movie was bonkers. It was.
So let's talk about it.
Okay, yeah. So we're watching Suspiria. This is the original Suspiria, not the remake, which is coming out now. Holy
shit. Yeah, why do we watch this movie? I'm so confused.
Okay, so here's what they did is they decided to make a movie that makes sense called Suspiria about ballet.
And we didn't. We decided not to watch that one, but we watched this one.
Well, that one's not out yet.
It's not available yet.
Oh, I guess that's true.
That's how time works.
I watched however long it was, but I feel like I still don't know anyone's name.
I don't know anybody's name.
I have no idea what was going on.
I know Suspiria. And I know Witch Woman and I know Wolf Lady.
All I know is everyone looked like Margot Kidder from
Superman.
Yeah. It was the weirdest thing ever. But I guess it was all the 70s. Anyway, so this movie starts off with a chick landing in Berlin, right?
Mm-hmm.
The city doesn't matter.
It's Germany.
She's in Germany.
Yeah.
It's all messed up Germany.
Yeah. Can we talk, before we jump into it.
Let's just talk about what this movie looks like. Because I'd heard about this movie. And I'd heard how gory it was, and I'd heard how scary it was. And I think everybody that is terrified by this movie is high when they're watching it.
I wouldn't say, I do think that bringing up the point of being high is a great thing, because it does kind of seem drug-addled in some places.
Yeah.
Someone described it as nightmare logic for a film.
Yeah, it is very, it's very visual and not necessarily a linear story, or at least that I can, I'm telling you, I tried to write order of events and I just kept staring at it and like, what can I even write down? So I would write
still in the hallway.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I had that locker room, wolf knuckle, bitch apartment, dance class, drunk dance class, in sick bedroom.
We have a child up here.
Oh, sorry.
Everything is so 70s in this.
It is very 70s.
You can just tell everyone has a crazy bush. Mm. Like, everything is so, so crazy.
And no bras exist.
Oh, it's the best. Honestly, next to just straight full frontal nudity, like, there's a lot of you can see everything that's going on through sheer linens.
And not just for women.
No.
Because I learned the term wolf knuckle through this
movie. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
As did I.
We introduced you to what a wolf knuckle is. That sounds like I showed you. But no, I mean, it was on the TV. We paused
we got
and
to the
drew
bottom
diagrams,
of it.
But no, it was normal.
Yeah, We were looking real close.
Like, it was originally called The Wizard of Bras.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't realize DVD players had a zoom feature until this movie. But this movie makes zero sense. Like, there's no, and the editing is horrible. The dubbing is horrible because apparently some people are speaking English, and some people are like just speaking other languages that are then dubbed into English.
You're gonna get so much anthrax sent to you.
It's insane. Do people like this movie?
I don't think necessarily people love the narrative.
Because, like you were saying, if you could, if you edited this movie, it would be 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there isn't a story, because there is a story. It's just the story takes five times longer to tell it than if you just told
it. There were long shots where nothing happens.
Yeah.
If you cut out all the hallways, this is a 20-minute film.
It really is. And the rain establishing shots.
It rains every day in Germany.
Yes. At a certain time.
Yeah. Evil o'clock.
When you're running away from an academy, always.
Yeah. Or through the woods.
Yes. Oh, that's a good thing to bring up, though, because like I was saying earlier, it uses the color palette originally from Snow White, which I thought was interesting. And I didn't ever really notice it until maybe like my third or fourth time watching.
Yeah.
Not because I'm an idiot. But
no. Yeah. Well, if you're not
necessarily
looking for it.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't have noticed it either. And not that I would normally notice stuff like that, but
it's really in your face, though. I mean, the colors in this movie are. I didn't connect it to Snow White. And
me either, but
honestly, I still don't think I do, because I haven't seen Snow White in a long time because it's boring. But
my favorite Disney movie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Have you seen The Little Mermaid? Because
no, but
what about you? Haven't seen
favorite.
The Little Mermaid?
Ooh, redhead.
I've seen like
bra.
The weird boner one part where like the priest has like a giant boner. This is my version.
Not in my Little Mermaid.
Yeah,
I did see Beauty and the Beast. Though I do not really care for them at all. My brother was staunchly in favor of that film.
What about Lion King?
Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
So he's a fan of Stockholm Syndrome.
From what I can understand, yeah.
Yeah, nice. I'm into it.
Yeah.
My favorite is Little Mermaid.
I love The Little Mermaid.
Why is that?
Story-wise,
because
it's
a story about a woman.
Like he likes redheads. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I love redheads, yeah. And she's not allowed to talk, and that's how she gets her man.
Yeah.
And that makes sense to me.
By putting out, too.
Have you ever read Daughters of the Air?
I've never read a book that I'm aware of.
This podcast brought to you by Audible.
No, it'll fuck you up, though, because one thing that I do kind of like about whenever there's fairy tale logic, the original Little Mermaid.
Oh,
ten
dude.
Times more fucked
yes,
up.
Oh, I've heard
it
that
is.
About most Disney movies, actually. Mm-hmm. They're really fucked up.
But in the original one, she wants to get the attention of that guy, and the witch is just like, yeah, you can, but if you have legs, they're going to feel like a million knives stabbing
It does,
you.
Yeah. And every step is like knives. Mm-hmm. And then she ends up just, I think, turning back into a mermaid and just like going and sad watching him with his wife, right?
She does do that, but the reason why it's called Daughters of Air is because when she, it's basically a form of killing herself, she turns into sea foam and slowly ascends.
Oh.
Disney princess.
Did you say Disney princess?
Holy shit.
That's Todd's new Halloween costume.
Oh my god. That's gonna be my spoken word album.
Pocahontas.
Disney princess. Can we talk about this crazy acid trip of a movie? This was insane.
It was very acid trippy. And I mean, I enjoyed it. I don't know.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I was watching it. It's bonkers, and that's why I liked it.
It
I
is
wasn't,
real crazy,
I wasn't
yeah.
scared by it, and it wasn't nearly as gory as violent as I was expecting, but it's just bizarre, you know? It's like there are important scenes taken out, and then everything else is way longer, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, who is this person? How do they get?
It's like instead of focusing on the story, instead of focusing on the story, they focused on the hallways.
And it is very much just visual, you know?
Yeah.
It's not, and I'm not a visual person, so I was kind of fascinated by it. I was like, oh, that's
Suspiria is German for hallways.
Is it really?
No,
it's not. What is it? Isn't it Suspiria Whisper?
Yeah.
This was by Dario Argento. It's 1977. It's partially based on an essay from 1845 called Suspiria de Profundis, meaning sighs from the depths, right?
Mother of Tears, Mother of Darkness, and the Mother of
Sighs. And so this is the first of the three Mothers trilogy.
Mother of Size?
Uh-huh. Mother of Size.
Or Mother of Whispers. I've heard
now,
it said Mother of Whispers.
Now, do you mean size isn't like
too.
How big something is, or Mother of Size like...
Like
I mean it both ways.
It's, yeah. It's right. Like what you do when you're drunk on a dance floor and you just can't like frolic
so
around anymore.
Is important.
So you just, okay, so we start with Suspiria has just descended from her aircraft.
Her name isn't really Suspiria.
It's not Suspiria. It's Susie Banion.
Her name is Susie.
Her name is Dakota Johnson.
But
well,
I'm gonna
new one it is, yeah.
But I'm gonna call her Suspiria.
Yes.
yeah. I think, please for do. The whole episode.
What's her nickname, Jen?
It's so Hesperia.
She is the Disney princess of this movie, though. Anyway, so she gets off the plane. She walks down the terminal hallway or whatever. Uh-huh.
And then she gets out in the rain and she's trying to hail a bunch of taxis.
Right.
And then there's an extended montage of her not knowing how to say the word taxi in German, right?
No, she is saying the word taxi. A taxi pulls over. I think she's trying to say the town that she wants to go to.
The street where the Tanz Academy is on, and it's Escherstrasse.
Oh, okay.
But that's only because M.C. Escher was a giant influence on Dario Argento for this movie.
Yeah. So is that where that came from? Mm-hmm. Escherstrasse? Escher Street?
Escherstrasse?
Is he making fun of
me? No. That's how.
No, I don't think he's making fun
of me. I'm always making fun of everyone.
I know. Yeah, I kind of am.
That's part of his charm, Jim.
Yeah.
But you can kind of see it in the bathroom when that crazy girl went to the other one's house and she forgot how to open doors.
Because the doorknobs are all so high. Yeah. She probably couldn't reach them.
And then in the director's room, the giant mural behind her is quite labyrinthine.
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah.
I
had an M.C. Escher calendar for my freshman year of college, I think.
So you're an expert.
So we see 1,000% of her trip. Like, from the airport to the Dance Academy. Is this
Tam
Dance Academy?
Yeah, they stop and get gas, I think,
on the
way.
T-A-N-Z, Tan Dance Academy.
Tan Dance Academy.
So we see the whole taxi ride. This is where we see the forest and stuff, uh-huh. Right?
They get gas at one point.
It's just twigs, really.
And then they go in and they can't find change for the gas, and then they have to come back out, and she can't pronounce how to get to gas station.
And then Wexler's in the back seat.
Comes out and says, there's someone in your back seat, right?
But he can't pronounce it. He's got a stutter.
Brad Dorif.
Yes.
He can turn himself into a doll with a voodoo spell, but he can't warn some bitch.
Guys, if you're not getting this humor, go back and listen to the Urban Legend.
That is my horror lineage.
Yeah. Anyway, so they finally get to the Dance Academy after, I don't know, 35 minutes of this taxi trip.
Yeah, and they find out they're not even allowed to dance anymore because it's against the law.
Well, this is not that Kevin Bacon movie. Although there is a lot of music in this that sounds like that, yes. It is like Indian Kevin Bacon music, for sure.
New band name.
Yeah. Indian Kevin Bacon.
It's post New Wave.
Post New Wave Bacon.
That actually sounds pretty delicious.
That's another thing too. Did you see food at all in this movie aside from the gross shit she had to eat?
She put some stuff in the toilet.
You don't really see food until she's pouring it down the toilet.
That's
anyway,
ballerinas don't eat.
So she gets to the school. She goes up to the front, rings the intercom, and is talking to them. And then someone opens the door and runs out.
Go away.
More or less.
Go away. Yeah. Okay. I was confused. This was the start of me not knowing what the fuck was going on.
And this is 2 minutes into the movie.
Yes. Because I understood when she got into the car and they were driving somewhere.
Right.
And I understood when it was raining. And then
you know how cars work.
Exactly. Right. And then she got to a red building and talked to him. That's not a real building. That's not a real building.
Didn't.
Yeah,
I mean,
and it's
it was
bright
definitely a
red.
Set, but yeah.
She knocks on the door and nobody will answer, so she just goes back to the cab. No, they do answer and they tell her to go away.
Yeah, but while she's not knocking on the door, she's pressing the intercom.
Yeah.
So she presses the intercom, and that's when the first chick that dies, she comes out and she says something, but you don't hear it at that point.
You do not.
And then she runs away, and then that's when she presses the intercom again. She didn't go in the door that was open because the chick came out of it because she's real dumb.
Right. Like, would she just go back to the cab?
The person
after
on the intercom says, go away.
Go away.
And more or less, you can't come in now or whatever. So she goes back to the cab. Back to the cab, and then they drive off somewhere, and we start following the girl who just ran out.
Yeah, okay, so, and that's what I was confused by, because there's only one door, and one of them is trying to get in, and somebody comes out of that door, and she doesn't just go in. And so I was really confused. I know you just said that,
absolutely.
It just blows my mind that this was, and then I couldn't figure out which one of them was running through the woods, because they both look like
I know, they both
Lois
look like
Lane.
Here. Yeah, they're both right. Lois Lane from, yeah. All we needed was a man in underwear to come save them, and they would have been fine.
That's why I'm here.
So we follow the chick who ran out the front door through the woods, right?
Yes.
She's running
Patricia.
Through the woods. And then she runs to her friend's apartment.
Patricia. I called her Woods Girl.
Her name is Patricia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How do you know these
Because
names?
I look at the credits.
Okay. But you...
And you've seen this
No, seriously, though. But I mean, because I'm watching this and I don't remember them really. Olga, I know. But you wouldn't... Like, you don't pick it up from the narrative, right?
Yeah. Mainly when it comes to a horror movie or pretty much any movie that I really, really like, I will do everything I can because I have no life.
Yes.
To learn about it and its production, especially this, because I always thought The Three Mothers in general was just insanely interesting, and everyone's seen that.
But I don't know what we're talking about. Is Three Mothers a horror movie? Or
No. Suspirium de Profundis, sort of loose interpretation of this, is an actual
thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We discuss three mothers. One of them is...
It's Jungian archetypal.
The only reason I know Jungian was from that one scene in Halloween Resurrection.
And it's kind of loosely connected to the three fates, I think. Like the three fates from Greek mythology that weave the fabric of...
The three witches that weave the fabric of time?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, this is like picking your favorite season of American Horror Story. People are incredibly divided even though the first season's the best.
Yes, I will agree with that.
Predominantly, it's sort of an extension of noir,
mm-hmm.
almost, because a lot of his other movies, Tenebrae...
They let him make more movies after this?
This yes, wasn't actually. His first movie. This is the first Argento movie I've ever seen. I tend to not watch too many international movies.
I don't like to read subtitles. If I'm going to read my movie, I should just read a book. Like, why are we doing this? But this didn't have subtitles.
It didn't have subtitles.
It was dubbed. And it was weird because half of them were speaking English and the other half were speaking their native languages, but dubbed English.
And that's the thing that's just so very bizarre weird. About this movie. And I think part of why I was, I don't want to say I liked it, but I was just so intrigued by it, you know? And it's like, I couldn't look away. And that's part of why I kept forgetting to write down what was happening, because I was just trying to figure out what I was seeing, because they are like, you've got somebody in a scene speaking English and somebody else speaking German, and those two actors don't speak those languages, so they know because they read their copy of the script what the person is supposed to say, mm-hmm. but they're not reacting to what they're actually saying, and then they overdub it, and so it's just this bizarre quality to the scene, you know?
It's very strange.
And I read that Sue Spiria was talking about how, how it was weird.
Mrs.
Sue Spiria. She was talking about how, like, they, and apparently this was commonly done in Italian film at the time, they just wouldn't record any audio. They would record the visual mm-hmm. part of the scene, and then they would dub everything
like
else.
ADR everything.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's insane, though. Like, that has to be extremely difficult to do.
Exactly. Well. And to get it timed right. But she was talking about how, like, filming scenes, and she could hear, like, them constructing sets, like, 10 feet away.
Yeah,
you know,
and saved them a lot of time. And one of the things, if I'm correct, he went to Goblin first to get the music, and he played the music on the set constantly.
Really? So that's that probably why some of those hallway scenes lasted so long, because he really liked this, like, all, I'm going to get all the bars of this music in.
And I mean,
we paid for this.
I know.
We're going to use every bit of the
score. What, they repeated it 9 times? Well, I guess the scene's got to be 15 minutes now. You know?
Actually get more of the narrative from those iterations. That's the first time you hear the word witch.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think, along with sort of like the dream or nightmare logic, the reason why it's kind of been back to Snow White, it is a simple story. There is nothing
Haunted
simple
Ballet
about this.
Haunted Ballet Academy.
Yeah.
Witch is trying to kill that American girl.
And a lot of people are kind of weirded out, like, okay, well, this bitch from New York is just able to do it. But apparently, and you actually pointed it out to begin.
Oh, did I?
She wears light colors constantly.
Yep.
The
only
time she's not is when she's practicing and she gets sick.
Yeah,
and
she's wearing black.
And she's wearing black? Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed that she was wearing black colors most of the time. And the only time, but I only thought she was wearing black because, like, it was a leotard that you wear when you're dancing. I didn't think anything of it.
A unitard.
Oh, I guess it was a unitard.
Can't use that word anymore.
I can't say the word unitarded anymore. All right, so let's get back into, like, where we are in the movie.
Yeah, where are we in the movie? Oh, ladies running to the woods.
Yeah, she's running in the woods. Priscilla.
To not quite as red apartment building.
Oh, yeah. Everything is so fantasifully.
Fantasifully.
Yeah.
No, that's my favorite line. It's also fantastic.
It is.
Does she
but it's that? Done like it's a. The Snow White thing makes sense to me now that you're saying it.
Yeah.
Because it looks like the color palette of that. Like, all the houses are, like, bright colors or dark colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? There's no, like, oh, it's a nice, like, off-white wall. Like, there's none of that shit.
Except in the town or whenever they pull away from the academy.
Yeah.
Because that's when they go to the world of science and reason.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is crisp.
I'm glad that you brought up sort of, like, this is my first Dario Argento movie. This is the first Dario Argento movie.
Oh, is it?
Because anyone that hates it, give them a week to research it. You will see so many germinations of this in horror from today.
Yeah.
And you were even talking about Breaking Bad before.
Uh-huh.
Man, I'll tell you this. Like, I won't do any research on this film. I won't watch a series for 3 seasons if it's not awesome for all 3 of them. I just don't have time.
Yeah.
I don't have time to wait.
No, I agree. And normally, I would not have continued to watch Breaking Bad if my husband didn't really want to watch it. But but I'm glad I did. But normally, if it's not grabbing me, I'm out, which is why I rarely finish an American Horror Story series. But
That's justified, I will say. But I mean, that's just my personality type. And when I came to it, we've talked about it before, sort of like the transition between, I don't know, I like Scream.
Yeah.
And the, like, it represents the chair of life.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All of that stuff. Suspiria was one of the first ones I did with that.
Really?
Yeah, and because I did not like it at first either. I heard it from, I think most people hear it like Bravo Scariest Movie Moments.
Yes, yes, that's where I heard it. And I was like,
wait, what?
What?
Yeah. Scariest Movie Moments?
Yeah, 101 Scariest Movie Moments.
There was one in this?
Awesome. Oh, yes, the scene at the beginning.
Scene.
That we're about to get to, actually.
Yes.
But yeah, look, I'm watching this and like, and I did some research on it last night. And so I noticed some things I probably wouldn't have and some things made sense that probably wouldn't have. And it's just really fascinating. It's like a work of art that I'm not 100% sure I get. I don't know if I'm really interested in watching it again right now.
I can see, like, okay, so if I was at, like, an art gallery and I walked by a painting, I might be like, yeah, it's whatever. But someone else might look at that painting and be like, that painting is amazing.
Right.
And I sort of get that with that movie, this
Definitely.
Movie, because I hated it. It made perfect sense. And I want to say it made no sense, even though it was batshit crazy. The story's really easy to follow.
It is. It's simple.
If
it's
you
just
don't
a fairy
have
tale.
Any dialogue, like, if there was no dialogue in this movie, I still would have understood exactly what was happening.
Right.
Because the dialogue doesn't fucking matter. I could explain to you what happens in this movie in, like, 5 sentences.
Right.
Yeah. It's not much that happens.
So she runs into not quite as red apartment building. And then I just lost all track of what the story was. Because suddenly, because I think I was trying to figure out who these people were. She's a dancer who's escaping. She's
Priscilla,
like,
is.
Priscilla.
Priscilla. Is leaving the school, right? Isn't that
What's
her
name?
Patricia.
Patricia.
I was off. So she gets to the apartment building. Her friend and her talk for a minute, but doesn't matter what it's about.
Yeah, her friend who is not Lois Lane, they talk. And I think I was so distracted by trying to figure out if she was Lois Lane that I couldn't
figure
out.
You realize no one's Lois Lane in this movie, although
yes.
everyone's trying to look like Lois Lane.
That's the
although,
takeaway.
Even the men.
Do we ever see Lois Lane and Suspiria in the same movie?
I know.
I can't figure
I don't
it out.
Think so.
So they're talking and they're all wet and she keeps bringing her towels, but she's suspiciously not drying off.
No.
And then she sees the window blow open and she goes over.
Wet,
and
why don't you close it?
She stays wet.
Does she stay wet?
Oh, yeah. And, like, the window blows open. Immediately, the roommate goes in and goes, why don't you close the window?
And
yeah.
it's raining.
It just opened, you mean bitch.
Inconsiderate.
It's raining.
Yeah.
And there are clothes hanging outside.
These are facts.
Yeah.
Why does this movie make no sense?
In Germany, anyway. Storms pop up real quick.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In
Evil
isolated
storms,
areas.
Apparently.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I think nothing is ever dry in Germany.
No. Not the clothes, not the doctor's hands. Not
That's right.
That
there's just so much wiping in this.
Yeah.
Storm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's staring out the window and then she does close the window and then we see Suspiria eyes right in front of her and then man hands grabs her and shoves her face into the window and then her face slowly goes through the window
yes.
and then she gets pulled out and then I couldn't figure out where she was and how she got to this great room, but not a fantastically great room, but
no,
a room filled with grates. And so she's in great room and she gets like slow motion stabbed for a long
it
time.
It wasn't really that slow motion, but she gets stabbed a lot.
Yeah, she
and
does
it looks
get
like a baked potato.
It does. And the blood in this looks like paint. It doesn't look it
right.
does not look scary at all. Like this was I hate everything and this was not scary.
It was written Now, this is the kind of gore I like because I don't like super realistic gore. This was very visually artistic gore, you know, because it was pretty gory and it was bloody.
For the time, yeah.
Then she goes to this really pretty window and she's on top of the window and she's getting stabbed.
It's like a skylight. Stained glass skylight, yeah. But before she goes up there, the Suspiria or whatever it is.
It's Mr. Suspiria.
Whatever. Ties her up with like cabling that's outside. Ties her around the waist.
Oh, yeah. Like gets a little lasso around her. Yeah.
Yeah. You might say ties a lasso around her waist.
Yes.
Yeah. Annie Oakley has
it. But it is around her waist,
but it's
right?
from the cable from
it
the
It is like
building.
The cabling from the building. Yeah.
yeah.
And then
I didn't tie it. I don't
know. Yeah. but it looked, I don't know, man. It looked like it was around her waist. And anyway,
right.
then.
And so then her face gets got through the stained glass window. And
well,
she's like.
Yes.
Yes. And then she's.
And then her friend runs downstairs, sees her fall through. And then the cabling moves up to her neck and she chokes to death. Or she might have honestly already been dead at that point.
Yeah. She dies like 8 times.
Yeah.
She does.
But then her roommate, as it shows her dangling there all bloody and gross and shit,
uh-huh.
it shows her roommate got glassed in the face.
Yeah,
well,
and
really
in the crotch and in the chest and in, yeah, she got
all the important parts.
Well, the way I always sort of read it was, you're pretty much always in danger in this movie.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
the most part. And so she's running away from the dance academy. She has that Snow White thing. And then what happens to Snow White?
Yeah.
He's supposed to take her heart, the
yeah.
huntsman.
Oh, that's right, because we do see the heart inside.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
yeah.
one thing I heard someone say once is that they do not like this movie, but they appreciate this movie.
Oh, yeah. And
that's how I see
I think
it.
Maybe that's how I can see it, because I do. I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, it's just really fascinating.
On the
me.
Best day, that's the most I could feel for this movie, is appreciation for the artistic nature of it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's not, but I did not like this movie.
I don't know. I want to say I had to do a lot of work to try to understand it, but also I could just sit back and kind of think, what? That's crazy.
Yeah, you know? And I think that, I mean, I don't know. When it's a movie like that, and it's, I mean, that's why classics are classics, I would say, yeah. necessarily, mm-hmm. despite the fact that they are having a reimagining. But,
And I will say this, like, you said you did a lot of research on it. You didn't like it at first. You did a lot of research on it and made mm-hmm. you like it.
Yes.
Like, I am the kind of lazy ass viewer that won't do that shit. And yeah. I understand that if I did, I'd probably like it a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm never going
to
do that.
The thing I respect about this movie is it's going for what it wants to be. Like, it's not being shy about, like, I'm just going to be colors in your face and some paint blood and witches and hallways. And it just goes for it. And it is really pretty. We've talked about how pretty it is a lot. Though.
One thing that you could kind of use a comparison piece for it, if you take The Witch.
I love The Witch.
And this movie, but think about the plot for that movie, but take away everything.
Mm-hmm.
Family is exiled. Family yeah. eventually dies. There's something evil.
Yeah.
The only reason why people are sort of, I mean, and I love Eggers. I'm a huge Eggers fan. Mm-hmm. But it's because there's so much attention to detail. There's an outrageous
mm-hmm. And it's fascinating to watch.
For some people, but then you'll get those who are just like, I don't know what the fuck they're saying. I'm just like,
Luke and
that
Jacob.
Would be me. That would be me.
Which is valid. And that's
calling you out, modern horse.
That's something about horror movies like this, like where it's okay to hate them. You understand mm-hmm. why some people hate them.
And I think this movie is more of an experience than it is like a narrative story. Yeah. yeah.
It's an experience.
Yeah. So yeah, they get murdered in that not quite as red apartment. And then
right. and then it cuts to the next day
and then she shows back up and yeah. it's not raining so she can get in now.
Well, I think it's just because it's day. Like the dance academy had closed. It was like 11 at night, and everyone goes to bed and the teachers go home at 9:30. Yeah. Remember where they said mm-hmm. that? So like it sort of made sense that they wouldn't let her in because it was closed.
Day for a teacher.
It is a
they
very long
be
day
those
for a teacher.
Not for Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
Honey.
So they let her in. The cops are talking to them.
They're in a blue room, an inexplicably blue room now. All the women are running around and the men can't say anything.
And Miss Tanner.
Okay, so who are these people? Because I recognize him. We see Wolf Face Woman, who looks like she's going to eat everyone, and how she is an alien
smiling.
Who's just learned to smile.
Yeah, she's insane.
But that's what's so unsettling.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it is. She creeped me out more than anything in this movie. She was just, it's like her hair was pulled so tightly back that it pulled up the corners of her mouth all the time. And she decided, Todd said she had to show us all of her teeth.
Yeah.
She definitely did.
It's like she just got some dental work and needed all her teeth.
That's how she got the role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She went to a hygienist and then.
Yeah, she went to Dario Argento's dentist.
Yep.
He's like, I got a lady for you. She has all the teeth.
Dario Argentist.
Oh, nice.
So they go in, right?
Yeah, to the blue room, and everybody's talking about some kind of weirdo murder. And then they
everyone's talking about the murder we just saw.
No, they're talking about the disappearance.
Ooh.
The disappearance of who?
In your face.
Who's going to
hit me with this movie?
I know.
Bitch.
The murder
bitch
we
the
just
woods.
Saw.
We just saw, but
yeah.
everyone
but
else,
they didn't
the bitch
see
just
it.
Ran away.
Oh, okay. So they don't know it's a murder.
So they don't know
yet,
it's a murder.
Okay,
Abracadabra,
bitch. Anyway, so the cops are asking everyone about it. They're talking to the old woman who runs the place.
Mm-hmm. Madame Blanc.
Right. High caller, I'll call her.
Not scary at all, but they do establish, like, the dance school, the old lady that cops is talking to the cops, who
she
is a horrible actress.
She can't stay there. They won't let her stay there because she got to pay
$50. Shit matters because she eventually ends up staying there. The whole counterplot to...
Why wouldn't they just let her stay there from the beginning?
Well, because the room wasn't available, but because not Priscilla went somewhere.
They hadn't murdered somebody
yet.
Yeah,
like I can't remember her real name. Not Priscilla, whatever. Patricia.
Patricia.
It's a P word. Who cares? She's dead. I've moved
it's
on.
It's a woman.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
So anyway, so like that whole...
She's dead. I've moved on.
That whole $50 thing, none of that shit matters at all, but we focus on it for like 30 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, there's a haggling montage.
It's so
bad.
They
have to buy ballet shoes.
And everyone's trying to sell something in the locker room. Did you guys see that?
Dude,
you
this locker room
shoes?
Was bonkers. Yes. People are just walking around on toe.
Fuck you, Brian De Palma.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But we meet Olga.
Oh, yeah.
Olga's the best.
Olga's who?
Olga's the original mean girl.
Olga's the one that for no reason just quotes Mata Hari.
Yeah. And talks about people's names.
Is she the one that hits
starting
the girl?
With snakes.
Okay. Yeah.
She's weird. But she's only mean in the locker room, and then she's kind of weirdly nice.
You know what I liked better about the Carrie locker room scene?
The nudity.
Yeah. The nudity. It was amazing.
Yeah, okay.
This locker room scene had an overabundance of clothing.
You know it just smelled like feet and Starburst.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Starburst. I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
And candy you can just like let sit in your mouth and then spit out so you don't have to eat the calories of it.
Like
chew?
Yeah.
That's now and later.
I'm 100% sure that's what it is. Now and later is are the worst.
Yeah.
But they're bitches to her in there.
They are. They're mean.
Yeah, and Tom got really excited when they said they were going to show her the locker room. And I was like, ooh, locker room, let's do this.
Room.
And in my mind, I'm just like,
well, because you knew. So they go to the locker room. People are trying to sell her shoes because her luggage hasn't shown up yet.
And selling her weird, like, rooms to stay in or something.
Yeah.
And then they, and okay, so one of the things that Stephen was saying, and that my research bore out, was that this was originally supposed to be, don't look at me like that.
This is a ridiculous way of saying it. No, I like it. I like it.
That's how academics talk.
Oh.
This was originally supposed to be about 12-year-olds.
Yeah, 12 to 13-year-olds.
I'm out. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't.
Well, yeah, because they were still going to kill them all in the same way.
Well, I mean, also, I like to see some pseudo nudity. There's not nudity in this, but like, I don't want to see that with 12-year-olds or anything like
that. That pool was kind of cold.
It was cold and awesome.
Beautiful. That was a very nice
suit.
Yeah.
But I was
I liked it. Yeah,
I liked it too, because you could see everything.
That's not why I liked it, but I did.
To bring up, though, is that sort of along with the fairy tale logic, you also see, if you watch it again, like we were saying, the fixtures, they're twice as big.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The hallways, they're super long. They're super labyrinthine because it gives the appearance that she's just this lost little girl tumbling down a hallway.
And it kind of, I think Alice in Wonderland was an influence too, because everything is like too big. And they didn't change the script at all. So these 19, 20, 21-year-olds are saying things that were written for 12-year-olds, which is why they sound so weird.
And to steal one of your jokes, the door or the hallway up to the Ovarian office, which is the Oval office the head dance lady stays
welcome,
in.
You're America.
Is up, it's like up a ramp. Mm-hmm. Like, and the perspective of that is pretty cool. Sorry. It's very Alice in Wonderlandish.
It
like
is.
That makes
sense. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Well, you said it.
No. I was talking about the ramp up. Oh, like, I gotcha. That does remind me. Like, the doorway looks like it's getting smaller.
It does, yeah.
There's one guy there, and he only wears jeans that are meant for women.
Yeah.
Well, and they're up past way his belly button. Wait. Mm-hmm.
To be fair. When they
high waisted.
They're up past way belly button. Yeah, like, they're way past his belly button.
From the Borat collection.
To be fair, though, Argento had already bought all of the wardrobes. So those
for 12-year-olds.
Right, exactly.
Gosh, so gosh.
Exactly.
A lot of stock in this film.
Oh, my God.
So wow. Now,
locker room scene goes into the dance scene, right, where she's wearing the black.
No, locker room scene goes to apartment scene, right?
Yeah,
no,
and what? She's like, my room is really pretty.
In your face.
And Olga's like talking on the phone with that Princess Leia thing, and for some reason wearing like a maritime fishnet and talking to no one on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we segue to there.
And her face has makeup that's like 3 shades too light for her skin.
Yeah.
I think that's why she's not as mean, because she's self-conscious about how poor her foundation choice was.
To be fair, though, that's how Madame Blanc is. But I do know that makeup trends sort of going to the area where she's going for was the birth of pancake makeup. And I mean that completely literally.
Interesting.
Okay.
So they wanted it to be less.
It's called pancake up.
Yes.
Pancake up.
Pancake up.
I have
a contract.
So
anyway, we go to the dancing scene where they actually are dancing.
Yeah. And we go into a big studio and they're all just dancing around.
Right.
And then Wolf,
the blind guy's playing the piano.
Did we talk about how the blind guy and his dog?
No, we haven't talked about how the blind guy is using both a walking stick and a dog.
But we'll it's not there, a walking baby. Stick.
No, it's just a cane. Like, they couldn't find a walking stick, so they gave him a white cane.
It doesn't
cane.
Reach the ground, so he just kind of waves it around.
He does
and hopes
wave
he doesn't
it around in front of him. Like, it's a divining rod and he's trying to find water.
They were filming the Santa Claus at the same time. Painted it white.
An extra in this movie.
And look, that dog is not helpful at all.
No.
He's just kind of following. I mean, aside from the fact where he eats the blind guy, he's just walking around next to him.
Spoilers. Yes. Anyway, so.
Although the blind guy keeps him tied up all day long outside in either hot sun or
rain. I'd be an asshole too if you kept me tied up outside on movie set all day.
Looking at you, Lux.
Anyway, so in the dancing scene, Suspiria is feeling like lightheaded or whatever. She
because she walked down the hall and she saw weirdo Lederhosen kid.
And never eats.
And
Lederhosen kid. And is it Native American woman? Like, I don't know what to call her, but
I think it's just like tan couch chick.
She does kind of look like a tan couch.
Yeah.
And there's two of her, so it's like a tan couch gargoyle.
Like maybe like a love seat?
Yes. R?
Tan love seat. We'll call her that.
Yeah, so the tan love seat
cleaner,
with ears.
Cleany lady.
Shines a broken mirror or
it
like
looks like a mirror
light?
Knife. Like she broke the...
Oh, it is sort of a knife. I can see that.
It's like she broke part of the star from the Christmas tree off and just likes to hold it around. And then she blows all the dust off and so there's light or something and it poisons Suspiria with the Suspiria
way,
evil.
It does. Yes, it
and
does.
She gets all lightheaded and she's got the vapors. And then she tries to go dance. And it's funny. What did you say? It's like Tara Reid being drunk.
Yeah.
It's just, I think Tara Reid being
like,
Tara Reid.
Oh, I've got to lift my arm now and I can't. It's too heavy. Oh,
and then
we have to go back the other way.
And then eventually she passes out while a German yells at her.
Yeah, she goes, ooh.
And then
while a smiling German yells at her.
A smiling German who used to be a wolf and is now going to eat everybody because she can't stop smiling.
In very masculine shoes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then we we cut to her bedroom scene where they are trying to drown her.
And when she walks,
she wakes up. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say when Olga, is her name Olga? No, Olga's the hissing chick. When Wolfface walks, everyone hears it. It's so loud.
Everyone in the entire city hears it.
Her shoes are
Suspiria. She's walking to the right.
Mm-hmm. They're suspiciously suspicious.
Oh my God. Anyway, so we cut to the scene where she's laying in bed and they're trying to drown her. They're trying to make her drink out of a goddamn pitcher.
That is a decanter all day long.
Like 100% the director was like, someone get the glass. They're like, oh, we didn't bring the glass.
Give me a pitcher. Right.
Fun fact, she was just thirsty on set.
And she doesn't want to drink from a pitcher, but they keep like jamming it in her mouth.
Okay, so did you hear it like clanking against her teeth?
Yes.
That made me feel bad for the actress.
And me too. Right.
100%.
I was like, this is the birth of waterboarding.
To be fair though, that's all a cure for wellness is.
Dick Cheney saw this movie and was like, walk, walk, walk. We gotta do this to people. Walk, walk. He's like the penguin in my mom.
He was heavily influenced by his spirit.
Strong teeth are very essential.
He also liked that bat scene.
Oh yeah, he did.
But now that they're back there, they've like pretty much been like, oh, Olga, don't let her back. We want her to stay here. Yeah.
They're forcing water down her throat. They're saying the doctor told us to do this. The doctor comes out of the bathroom washing, like drying
his hands for 45 minutes.
He remains drying his hands before he administers the shot of meth. I'm assuming
methamphetamine.
And then he goes back to drying his hands after he gives the shot.
It's because he probably squirted some of the stuff from the syringe on his
hands. I got meth all over my hands.
Right. Or he's just maybe OCD.
Like Dr. Spaceman from 30 Rock.
Dr. Spaceman.
That's for real medicine.
The medicine is drink wine. And
to build up her
blood. Yourself.
Yeah.
Drink wine and be yourself. Yeah. So stop eating.
Eat, pray, your love better.
Yeah. Chicken soup for Suspiria.
I love eat, pray, love.
You would. So this part takes 35 minutes to set up.
Because they're talking in a room.
Well, her and her neighbor.
Oh, she said, Sarah, I am your neighbor now. Hi, Susie. You are my neighbor now, too. We are both standing in rooms that are blue. And now I will
strangely. But this is the part where I was like, this sounds like the room to me. This sounds like the dialogue from the room.
Because honestly, that is what
happened. The Tommy Wiseau joint. Like. The room.
Yeah, it's like everyone. Okay, it sounds like everyone's learning to speak for the first time.
Yeah.
But it's because they're overdubbing everything. Yeah. You know?
I honestly
probably
what
like
it was
this.
Like on set. I bet it was crazy.
Yeah.
Because you're talking your lines English to somebody and someone's returning that dialogue to you in French or German.
Right,
or
right. And you're just standing talking at happening? Each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because I make it makes for some really, really interesting like physiognomy parts. So like you can tell that maybe they almost don't understand.
Right. Yeah.
And I like that because I mean that without trying, it really, really alienates any sort of an English speaker because you're sort of seeing it like her. You know, these people all know a different language.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when I went to France, everybody there spoke English.
I mean, when I was in Japan, most people spoke English.
Yeah. They have to cater all us assholes.
Awesome. I have wanted to go to both of those places.
Oh, they're awesome. So she's brushing her hair.
And maggots end up in her hairbrush.
And we have 5 minutes of them talking about going to change clothes. And then we have 5 minutes of her brushing her hair.
In which she does not.
It was so long that I even said, do women spend this much time on their hair? Right. And Jen was like, yes.
Clearly, you've never seen The Haunting.
Oh, I haven't. No, I have
where
not.
Where ghosts braid Lily Taylor's hair.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Ghost braid! That sounds horrible.
Opening four.
I mean, if they know how to do it right.
So Miss Tanner, the one that's scary, she goes up to the attic. She discovers that it's just...
rotten food.
Rotten food.
Yeah, so, but, and there's rotten food in a trunk with lots of maggots in it?
Yes. But so then, was it a body in the trunk?
Pieces of a body?
I'm not sure.
It sort of looks like an arm.
It does.
So, anyway,
a shin bone.
I don't know for sure.
And a torso.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's maggots on it.
It also might just be food. Like this. None of this may be.
Maybe this is what happens to all the men who come to that academy that don't wear pants like that.
If you're not willing to knuckle maggot. Up, you get killed.
Right.
Now that I found the joke.
There we go.
This is when they go to the
assembly.
It's like an assembly hall, right?
Like a pink assembly, yes.
But they put like cots out, and all the girls are sitting on one side of the sheet, and all the guys are on the other side of the sheet.
All the guys.
All three.
Guys, right?
Well, there's one guy. There's Lederhosen Kid, and there's
that's what I mean. Like there's
Creepy Doll, Nicolas Cage Lurch,
and there's Nicolas Cage
those
Lurch.
Are the three guys that are on
the
other side,
one.
Right?
I like that. False teeth,
and we get the creepy elevator going down way from one side of the sheet to the other.
It's like when you try to pretend to go down the elevator, like Michael Scott getting coffee, except it's an escalator, and he's like daintily waving his hands.
Dude, Downtown comes on.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we hear a fucked up sort of snore.
Actually, oh yeah, there's asthma all over this movie.
And then Todd woke up.
Chicks going full Mean Girls. Well, three chicks.
The one in the middle is like, damn you, I want to go to bed. Some of us are trying to sleep. Well, get on the end, Marsha.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa.
I know.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Menage a trois.
Face of the football.
So they're in the gym. The directress who's been...
Which yes. I love that they call her a directress. And I'm going to start calling every title I ever have.
Can
Triss.
I ask this? Was the directress someone we saw? Like, was one of the characters we saw the directress? Or
no.
Was the directress the old witch lady that we don't really know about?
The directress
until we go.
Is Invisible Lady from the
right.
end.
Right, right, yes. right, right. So I guess my question was, when the two girls are talking after the mean girls have to shut up and it's just them talking mm-hmm. in the cons.
It's nice.
Were they, because one is
once it's their scene now.
Yeah, yeah. One is explaining what she heard a few months ago or whatever when yeah. she was in the guest room.
She heard those heels walking around.
Right.
Well, she knows they don't really
She was Pat's roommate before she
but
was.
But how does she know to call him the directress? Or
Pat
her? How does she know
the,
to call her
yeah,
the directress?
Hanging
Woods
lady
girl.
From the beginning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Sarah, because Sarah was the one that was actually on the intercom.
But how does she know to call her the directress?
Because that's
Because she goes to the school. She read the credits at the end
so
of the movie.
So none of you guys know. Cool. No. Moving on.
I'm sorry. It's the one thing I don't know about Suspiria.
So they hear Weirdly Soaring Chick, but nothing happens. And it's
yes.
like a fucking 30-minute scene.
Yes, of them looking over their
happens.
Shoulder. The sheets are suddenly red. And then you can see the outline of laying down lady.
Helena Marcos.
And I kept thinking she was going to levitate or do something.
Yeah, you thought something was going to happen because yeah. they held that shot for 30 minutes.
Right.
And nothing fucking happens.
Maybe the director was speaking a different language than
I
the
don't.
Entire crew. So yeah. they didn't know what was
the
happening.
The director of photography and the director did not speak the same
right.
language. So the
They're
shots
like,
are
oh,
all
30
over
minutes,
the place.
You say? Okay.
There is yeah. actually quite a lot of contention because this was where Dario Argento, he met his wife, I shit you not, Daria. No.
Dario what? And Daria. That's a Halloween costume waiting to happen.
And there's been
wow.
this fight between both of them because apparently he's saying that he built the story from a ton of research. However, she posits that it was actually her grandmother's story because her grandmother went to an academy
mm-hmm.
where it turned out to be occult sciences. And the only yeah. dream she had was a panther exploding. They couldn't get an actual panther, so that's why they had a
yeah, and the panther exploded at the end. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, I read about that.
Yeah.
Nicoladino, is that her last name?
Yes. She actually has a really significant part in Inferno.
Does she?
Oh, see, that's one thing about the witches that I like as well. They all have sort of like better talents because Helena, she's the oldest and the most powerful.
Yeah. She's got all this.
And there
size.
Are other ones that I don't remember.
I heard that the actress that played that was a 98-year ex-sex worker that they found wandering around.
She's 90 and she's just now quit the game.
Well, I don't know when she quit the game, but yeah, she went legit to
yeah,
be in
I mean, honestly,
Suspiria.
Old chicks know tricks. I'm into it.
I'm sure she probably knows a lot of them.
So many rhymes.
Yeah, Todd's good with the rhyming.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think from this part, we sort of segue into where Sarah, her roommate, sort of like starting to put everything together because her roommate was once Pat. And so that's
right.
how she's kind of like come under the information that there's something insidious.
It's sort of like is everyone in this movie finds out from their roommate that some crazy shit's going on. So like Priscilla, or what's her name?
Priscilla, let's just go with
yeah,
that.
Priscilla, not...
We can't stop the train now.
Not Patricia.
It is Patricia.
Holy shit.
Chloe so Grace Moretz.
Right. So she found out, went into the room, lost her mind and left, right? Mm-hmm. And then they Suspiria'd her.
Yeah.
But her roommate was Sarah?
Yeah, originally.
Her
and that's
roommate
the
was Sarah, right?
Oh,
now,
okay.
Sarah is the new chick's roommate, who
yes.
is the main character of the movie, uh-huh. right?
So all and of her roommates die mysteriously.
Right. Well, no, Sarah goes, like, it's her next, because she sort of, Priscilla or Pat or whatever, let's call her Pat. She goes on and, like, she figures out what's happening.
I think dog.
But the roommate finds out enough, right? So then she continues, like, researching it on her own, finds out what happened, and she gets got.
By
and
researching,
then
do you mean listening?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, Susie's able to tell her, like, before she, for some reason, because she goes into twilight sleep when she drinks wine, it's fine. She's lightweight.
Yeah.
Right.
But she's the one
she
that
doesn't
kind
ever
of,
eat food.
Which is the thing that I've never heard people talk about before. But yeah. it's not what this is about.
All the food's in the toilet. When does the dog thing happen? When blind man's playing the piano and wolf face lady comes in and yells at him very closely
well, yeah,
about how
his dog
ate Lederhosen kid.
Yeah, we also find out that kid is a part of the coven.
That's true.
So I think the dog is just very anti-witch, which I guess makes sense because dogs
yeah.
can sense evil.
Yeah.
And then they have to, you know, like,
bite the
it.
Evil out.
Right.
Yeah. They have to bite off that leader.
They don't kill the dog, though.
No, they don't.
No, the dog takes back the night and the neck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
just goes to
So
town.
The dog and the blind guy gets sacked, right? So
he gets sacked.
Yeah, he's fired. So he has to leave. They go.
That's how sophisticated people say fired.
Right. Listen, I've watched a lot of Harry Potter recently.
I've gotten
recently.
Fired a lot, so.
One thing I wanted to bring up that you sort of mentioned, like, there's no role within the school in which a man has control.
That's true. And
no.
that's why...
But they're witches. That didn't bother me.
Matriarchy.
Yeah, like they're witches. And witches are typically
women.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, still at that time, though, even if you sort of like compare it with Carrie, you know, there's a camaraderie between those girls. These girls do not like each other. Because another thing that people overlook, it's a competitive school of dance.
It is. Yeah, yeah, they're mean to each other because the patriarchy turns them against each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the patriarchy. If all the women are in control. So the guy gets fired.
He gets fired.
He leaves with his dog.
She is tired of him trying to stay on the beat while she's just counting the
Oh, my God. That was insane. Anyway, so they leave. They walk for... Oh, no. It cuts to him at like a restaurant or something. Maybe like a bar.
I think he's already gotten fired at that point.
He has.
Yeah, because he goes to drink away his sorrows.
Yeah, and then he leaves the bar.
Can we talk about how she just got right in his face and yelled at him?
Yes, like he would know.
And then just threw his cane on the ground?
Yeah.
And then sent him out without his dog?
Can I just say this? That motherfucker wasn't blind. She threw his cane on the ground. He walks right to it, picks it up, puts his jacket on, and leaves.
Mm-hmm.
He knew where that shit was.
Yeah.
He was trying to get that sympathy vote.
He's the witch.
Yeah, definitely.
He is the witch.
And he's about to get got. So he leaves or restaurant or whatever where the guys are slap dancing or whatever they're doing. And he walks into this...
a traditional dance.
Yeah, he walks into this like metropolitan sort of... What would you call that? Like
a plaza?
An area?
Yeah, like a plaza. Absolutely, a plaza. Yeah. And his dog starts going insane for about 35 minutes.
His dog goes insane for a couple of minutes and then they kind of just stare.
You see witches
around.
Flying in through shadow. Like there
and
are
then
shadows
nothing
of like
happens
witches.
For a couple of minutes.
It literally is.
And
like,
then we see a shot from through the leash of the dog and nothing happens for a couple of minutes. And then the dog starts barking for a couple of minutes. And then the dog starts barking another way for a couple of minutes. And then suddenly
it's
the dog.
So bad.
The dog slash puppet hand dog.
It's definitely puppet hand.
Hand sock bites the dude in the neck.
Yes.
And then starts like ripping the flesh from his neck.
Right. He starts.
And then we see his glasses come off and we see he did have eyes this whole time.
In comparison, how boring and stagnant was his death compared to every other death?
Oh, yeah. Because he doesn't deserve an interesting death.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's nothing to do with them. And so the witches are like cursory. They're flying.
You don't see them. You just see shadows.
Mm-hmm. Every other person I've seen this, so they never catch that. So I was really impressed.
Yeah, Todd pays attention. He catches some weird stuff sometimes.
And this is sort of where shit starts to go off the rails.
Bathhouse swimming.
Right, so it's the two roommates. It's Sue Spiria and
Sarah Spiria.
Sue
Spiria and Sarah Spiria go swimming, right?
Yes.
And I don't know what they talk about in this scene, but you see two sets of nipples.
Four sets.
Nipples. It's the best.
One body.
Right. Oh, so hot. It's
sexy
a dog.
Pigs.
There's a female dog in the pool. They have like eight rows of nipples or whatever. Dogs have multiple nipples.
Have you ever seen dog nipples? What was Cujo even about?
You see two sets of nips. It was great.
We see some interesting... The pool is gorgeous.
It is. It's like a Roman bathhouse pool.
And the bathing suits are really interesting too.
Yeah,
it's very 70s. I really kind of want to wear all of these clothes in this movie and just like have my hair. I want to live in this movie except not get killed by witches.
You could be Wolf Knuckle.
I don't want to be Wolf Knuckle.
No. You lack the genitalia to be Wolf
That's
Knuckle.
That's true. Yeah, I guess
I don't want to be Wolf Knuckle because that has to hurt.
I cannot be comfortable.
There's no way you're taking steps and your balls aren't getting squished every step.
Some people are into that.
All right.
Yeah, like some people wear corsets.
Yeah, or
it's weird.
I'm super into that. Like, no.
You're into corsets?
Super hot. No, the
Violet
chicks
Chosky.
That wear corsets are super hot. Nothing matters in the pool, though. Like, nothing that is said in the pool makes any sense. It's all gibberish that's nonsensical. Superior. It's so dumb. Anyway, so at the end of that, they go back to her room. They're like, we're women existing in this room. And it's like different, it's various
colors
really or whatever.
And that really is the dialogue for a long time.
Much that,
And now we're women existing in a blue room. And now we're women existing in a green room. And suddenly there's a lightning flash and it's a gray room.
Yeah, it's dumb. Sarah Spiria, not the main character, but her main character's roommate goes and she is like searching around for, I think, which door.
Which door?
She's looking. No, which door.
Which door?
Yeah, which door.
But which one?
The blue iris which door. We're not doing this joke. We're moving.
The joke has already happened.
Yeah.
But I have not run it into the ground yet.
No, you have not.
My job is not done.
Anyway, so Sarah does not find which door. She is she in the attic? I don't know where she is.
I got Suspiria by this movie.
You did.
Oh, is Suspiria just like a stand-in for any word? It's like we're the Smurfs and we're saying Smurf for everything. Oh my God. I went out last night and this chick was Suspiria-ing me so hard. Right. It was so great.
Suspiria all over the place.
Oh yeah,
it was all Suspiria.
She got Suspiria all over her face.
Suspiria.
It might not be
you
gross.
You can't Suspiria through sex.
You can't Suspiria sex.
I've Suspiria sex.
Oh my God!
I mentioned the bisque.
I might have to tell you this, but I am Suspiria positive.
the one jump that got me is with her death, right?
Slink Spirit.
Did you hear me say Suscaridia?
I didn't, and I'm glad you brought it back up.
I like
that you said a joke and it didn't land because I didn't hear you. And then you were like, but did you hear me say
I was really proud of myself.
It was great. It was gold.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So Sarah Spiria.
Okay, the bitch falls into a slinky and then dies.
What?
Oh my gosh.
She does, but hang
after
on.
45 minutes of hallway walking.
Right. So in
and
the hallway walking.
By stacking. She's never played Jenga.
She's never seen Friday the 13th either.
Oh my God. I thought about that when she was stacking that shit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so before we get there, she opens the door. She hears like a moan. And
yeah,
then she doesn't
breathing
close
and
the door.
And but asthma everywhere.
She like walks away from the door and like you see light kind of going with the breathing. And then she walks past like a dark little inlet and you see the Suspiria eyes.
You see Mr. Suspiria.
You see Suspiria.
It's Suspiriacious.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Oh, nailed it.
Oh, boom.
Right. So
how
anyway,
many words can I make Suspiria?
But that jump scare right there really got me. You see
it
the
did,
eyes
yeah.
and then they disappear when she walks past it. Mm-hmm. And then it's like a jump scary moment. That really got me.
Take that lipstick.
But that's when the chase starts. She goes into the room, stacks an oil drum on top of suitcases and crawls out a window.
But she put the cardboard box at the very bottom. So as soon as she tried to step on it, fell over.
It was so insane.
Right.
It was like the director.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's like the director was playing a prank and he was like, stack it in this order.
She slept with the director and never called him back. And so he decided to fuck with her.
So she stacks it in the order the director says. She steps on it once and it crumbles and he's like, ha ha, dumb bitch.
It's the same director from The Ring where they shortened the fire hose.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's my fucking favorite.
It's just like.
And then
banana peels his feet out from under him.
Anyway, she crawls through the small window, crawls down to the side of the wall.
Yes,
does not look. The floor is covered in the world's biggest slinky. And
Sarah Spiria point of view shot. She sees this nice.
Anthony Cassini's going to be pissed.
We see this nice safe room she can be in, and then we see like the hall leading to it, and she's like, oh, "Okay, seems good." And so she just steps down, and you keep saying it's a slinky, but it's barbed wire.
She doesn't. It's not.
It's razor wire.
It's none of those things.
It's
she
saw.
Falls into the world's biggest slinky.
It is saw. Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be,
but it
razor
looks like
wire,
a slinky.
But it is just a slinky.
If
like
it
it's
were
the world's
razor
biggest
wire,
slinky.
She would have. It would have cut her up a lot more too.
And she's not cut up at all in that scene.
Am I expected to believe that this is actually razor wire?
Sarah Spiria dies.
Yes, she
in
gets
the
slinky
world's
to
biggest
slinky.
Yeah, she gets slinkied,
and then her neck is cut into another baked potato.
Oh wait, and that's right.
Did we talk about the butter knife door locking apparatus?
No, but that the thing is,
it's evil presence.
It's like okay, you've seen Robin Hood Men at Tights.
When
they lock the door by putting the wood on the door, it's like the hook that comes up on either side of the door, and then like it's like a miniature small door version of that. It's like on a hinge, and all you have to do is take a credit card or a butter knife and pull it up, and it will unlock the door. And this butter knife is like can't figure out how
the
to
worst
lift.
Butter knife.
I think
it
the
is
butter
insane.
Knife was really enjoying it,
oh,
and he didn't want to. He
it
didn't want to open
hella,
that door too fast.
No, it was hella unlocking that door foreplay.
He was like I'm taking was, this yeah. full minute and six yeah. to try to get this butter knife.
He auditioned to be Sarah.
He did.
And
he?
It was so good. There's like no, he's just going to be a long knife that no one can use.
Yeah.
It really reminds me of the scene in Family Guy where he gives Chris. A bullfrog, and he's like, "Oh, it's Zed," and it falls to the ground. He's literally trying to pick it up with a shoebox for like 10 minutes.
Yes,
it is that, except not funny at all.
No. Right, right. No,
so
but
Sarah
Spear so
is dead. What happens right after that? We cut to
she's supposed to be like, "Oh, Sarah ran away."
Oh yeah, then they
here.
We go back to the blue room of mystery where they discuss all the people that have been
Suspiria.
They got Suspiria away. Yeah. Oh, this is when she goes talk to the men and they explain what's happening.
Yes.
Right, the men of science
because
and,
they only can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one young man of science who's a little bit dreamy,
and one
but also has just
science.
Learned to speak English.
They're both Tilda Swinton, actually.
Are they?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it is in the new one, though.
That would be...
Tilda Swinton plays all of the characters.
She plays three.
Similar to a Rob
Does
Zombie
she?
Version of Halloween.
She plays three. She's Luca's Shuri Moonsong.
She plays the Velociraptor in the.
Yep.
So she's talking to young guy, and she keeps asking, "Do witches exist?" And they just keep talking about a bunch of nonsense.
And they say the word occult very strangely.
Occult, because he's just learned how to speak English and
occult.
Is still learning how to act.
Occult,
and then
occult.
A drink just appears in this man's hand.
Oh, like, and he's been drinking the into. He's been drinking for 10 years.
Oh my gosh, is he Suspiria?
He was two, his sobriety.
He fell off the wagon. He and the old guy from that scene
bonked his head, and that's why he can't talk right.
So he and the old guy from that scene pretty much tell Suspiria about the old witch that came to the town like the early 1900s
Helen
or
Marcos?
Whatever.
Helena Marcos.
And Helena Marcos came to the town in like the early 1900s or whatever, and
fuck
she
shit up.
Yeah, she started the school of dance and occult.
Yeah, and people of religious backings did not seem to like her very much, and they kept turning
and
her away.
And she died in a fire.
She died in a fire, yes.
Or did she die? Bam, bam, bam.
She became invisible.
She became Suspiria. The Suspiria.
It was a Suspiriastery. Did that one work? They don't all work, but I am going to keep trying.
I think we should. So anyway, then it goes to what? What happens after the Men of Science scene?
We dissected this guy's haircut for a long time.
That poor man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And how they kept getting closer and closer and closer. And then we look at them talking in the mirror for a long time.
Not a mirror. It's like a window.
It's like a window. Yeah. It's like he was trying to see through. There was somebody having sex on the other side of the window glass. And he kept zooming in because he would try to see it.
She goes back to the academy. She's just like, she asked the girl who obviously hates her wears everywhere, like, they went to a ballet without you. Awful.
And then just wandered away.
Mid-conversation.
Yeah. She's like, I gotta go clean this other window with sandpaper.
It was sandpaper, right?
Okay, so she goes, she's throwing out all of her, she rage throws all of her food into the toilet. And then dumps her blood wine into the sink.
Just to clean
and
it.
And stages a murder scene in the sink. Mm-mm. Because that's clearly paint and not coming out without any kind of paint
thinner. Fuck you, Beverly.
So this is where she opens the window. The bat comes in. It is clearly on a string. And it's 45 minutes of her trying to get it out of her hair.
Yeah.
And then it lands on the ground.
Spot. Yeah.
It lands on her ground and then like just
after
sort of
releasing the whistle to let all the Flintstones go home.
And then just turn down for what? On the floor?
Like,
It starts twerking its way towards her. She throws a towel over and then smashes it a lot.
Yeah.
A stool or a...
It's a stool turned upside down. Same. Pretty effective way to kill a bat. That's how I'm going to kill all of my bats from now on.
Right.
Especially the ones on the string. Although she could have just grabbed the string and just flung it out the door.
Or like moved.
Or gotten the fuck out or never come back the next day. Yeah.
This is the end of the movie more or less.
After 90 minutes of walking around different colored hallways.
Oh my god, yeah. And then she thinks back on when she first got to the school, right?
Yes.
And she remembers what Priscilla or Pat, whatever the chick's name was. Priscilla said to her, said, secret door, blue iris, turn it, or whatever.
Yeah.
So she goes to the Orvarian office. Orvarian.
If you build it, they will come. Yeah, and she suddenly remembers that she's known the answer all along. And that she really was the key. Yeah, so she does go the distance. She eases the blue flower's pain. She opens the flower door.
Wow.
And this to give me a little bit.
I thought you were going to say, she remembers she's American.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then the doctor
out.
Gets really old again and saves the kid who's choking on a hot dog.
Oh.
Anyway, but
if
he
I'd
got
never
to live
gotten
out
to
his
be a
dream.
Doctor,
yeah.
That would have been the real tragedy.
She goes to the flower hallway
for
and this is
a
where she,
billion years.
Yeah, she walks in this thing. She sees all the coven. So like the head witch
talking shit about her too.
Well,
she's like,
just
that
like we've
got to
kill her next. We've got to kill her next. And then she sees her dead Sarah Spiria all like cut up. Right.
Yes. Sarah Spiria. We also see Lederhosen Kid
going on with
and
her
Dentures
eyes?
Man.
Sarah Spiria. What was going on with Sarah Spiria's eyes?
That's
in that?
What happens when you get slinkied to death.
Yeah. Have you never been slinkied?
No, I don't even know what's going on. Like,
don't you remember?
Here.
Yeah.
But no, I mean,
have you seen Autopsy of Jane Doe? That's what a body looks like when it gets slinky.
The way I always took it is that I don't actually think she's completely dead. I think she's sort of just in a state of dormancy, and that's why she can like apparate into the room with Susie.
Because
I don't want to draw too much from the new one. It explains it sort of that way in the new one.
She sees Denture Lurch. That's good. She sees Denture Lurch go look for her because I think they feel her presence.
But he moves so slowly that she's got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
Like the dude in Saw 3, slow ass Jeff.
Here. So she ducks into Helena Marcos's room.
I'm going to put like my personal room right next to the coven meeting.
Exactly.
Space.
Yeah. And Todd had a good point about this that we'll get to. So yeah, she sees Helena Marcos.
She doesn't see her.
She doesn't see her.
She sees an outline, right.
Through the opaque curtains.
Yes. And she has knocked off a peacock full of knives.
That's right. And balls.
Yeah. The peacock
the
did
phallic
have balls.
Imagery is there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's so and we weird. Had a conversation about what makes a male peacock and a female peacock different, and I learned something.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Plumage,
the more you
which
know.
His first film Jizz. Is called The Bird with the Crystal Plumage.
Oh, do mm-hmm. we ever see Argento and the peacock in the same place?
No, we actually not. Don't see Argento at all. He's the oh. director.
Is he?
He's but the directress.
Nice.
So yeah, anyway, so she grabs the peacock knife
and she
and
peacocks
walks over
her to
and
the...
moves the curtain or whatever, and then she doesn't see
yes.
Helena Marcos.
And at this point, Sarah Spiria, come back from Slinky Death, is trying to come stab her.
But it's taking forever to do it.
Taking yeah, because everybody in this movie walks on their point shoes the whole time, and yes. that's why they move really
they're
slow.
Up in
that would
toe
be disturbing,
box.
Though. I'm not going to lie.
That would.
That would have been cool. But no, because really she's, cool. She's like oddly confident, like when yeah. you're about to do like a group presentation, like,
right. yeah, I would say the words and bring them back to life. And we're looking at a door that looks like a coffin, and then...
and also a chalkboard. Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
A chaffin.
A chaffin. Yeah. I like it.
Also. Anyway, so she stabs Helena Marcos.
But she sees her because every time the lightning, she sees the outline and she peacocks her to the neck.
Yeah.
And then that just kills everybody in the coven.
Yeah, she gets peacocked. And then yeah. it does kill
everyone
in the coven.
And then she turns visible and she becomes the disgusting lady from Drag Me to Hell.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then everyone dies by wind.
Did you guys catch that she looked burned? Like her skin looks burnt?
Oh, no. I thought yeah. she just looked really dirty and old.
Well, I mean, she was but old. Yeah. But yeah, she looked like she
I
had been burned.
I did hear that she suspiciously died by fire yeah. because religious people did not like her having strong
they
opinions
don't say that,
and being
right.
a woman.
They don't say that they burned her, but she did die by fire or whatever. Yeah. So I got that.
It was implied.
She
yeah, yeah.
Back,
I thought that implication was
she's
there.
She's here, honey.
She, yeah. yeah.
Anyway, she gets peacocked to the throat,
mm-hmm.
and then all of the
we've
coven dies.
Yeah, I know.
Her
yeah,
because
then we see them all like clutching their necks because yeah. apparently they feel the same wound. And right. your point was, if that kills everybody in the coven, don't put like the
yeah,
don't put her bedroom right in the front of the house where everybody has to go to the bathroom.
What? If the only thing you have to do to kill all the coven is stab the old woman in the neck, why is she not being protected?
Right. Yeah. yeah. Protect her more.
If
yeah.
I may.
Yeah. Don't send Lurky Lurcher with his dentures like denturing after
you
her.
Should have to get through every one of them.
Yes.
That's the thing
yeah.
though. That's never happened before. No, because she's listed as a white witch because they're
oh.
whole banking on.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was the only reason why she was able to
she's
see that weird like.
Good witch because of her memories.
She's Galinda?
Galinda. Doesn't she change it to Glinda?
Where's the bras?
Wizard of Bras. There are no bras
officially.
In this movie. It's awesome.
But yeah, I mean, so that's why there was confidence about it because they're like, even if this girl must vanish, she'll never be able to see her.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. But then. She can because of her good witch vision yes. and because of lightning.
Oh, I thought it was because the lightning strikes. I didn't realize it was because she was a good witch.
Well, maybe she...
That's because you're a bad witch.
Maybe she's...
She could be.
Oh, Thomas.
Anyway,
maybe
so then she...
stormed the lightning.
Right. And then the storm gets really bad inside the house.
And pisses
yes.
it
and
off. All the furniture.
Blowing up all the doors she's trying to walk through.
Exactly. Right before she goes. So maybe she is Storm. Maybe she's Halle Berry before she
oh
realizes what her powers
God.
Are because the storm is blowing out all of the entrances that she needs to go
right.
through to get out, basically guiding her out of the house.
Yeah, and then she electrocutes a toad and then walks out the front door smiling and then credits.
Oh, yeah, she has. She walks out. She just has a good laugh about that shit she just went through. And then we see that the inside of the building is on fire.
Germany.
Yeah. I'll never go out of the country again.
But that's the movie.
That's the movie.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think Todd and I looked at each other and like that's the end of the movie. I should have taken a picture because it was just like
it was priceless, y'all.
It, and I mean, like we said, like I enjoyed it. I was mesmerized by it. I don't know if I want to watch it again. It would be a good background movie to have on.
I'd never watch this again, but that's not uncommon,
right?
But I mean, I don't see this one even as a good movie.
I see it as good if you. It's very much what it is.
There's
you know?
No other movie like it, though.
Like
thank
what
God.
This movie is doing. This is a. Fantastic version of it.
It's a really interesting subversion, and with the new Suspiria, Hereditary, all of that, it's supposed to be like the art house movement. So I think
yeah.
it's sort of like kind of reflecting on where Giallo comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree, Suspiria
is Hereditary Giallo?
It's no. not Giallo, but it is considered art house.
Okay.
Yes.
I could
yes.
see that. I mean,
art house is like classic.
I can admit
like
that Hereditary is a good movie,
nominated.
But I hated that movie. It was
Hereditary.
So. Terrifying, yeah.
Loved it.
Again, I knew everything that was going to happen, but I hadn't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I have no self-control.
I stood up and yelled,
yeah, you
fuck.
Made me spoil Assassination Nation for you, too.
I stood up and yelled, fuck, at the screen.
Yeah. And I sobbed
yeah.
through 90% of it.
Yeah. All right, so there is no box office for this, really, because it really didn't get much of a theater release, at least
right.
not domestically. I know it played in France, but that was 2007, and it made like $32,000, something like that. But
yep.
it was only at a handful of theaters, and it was 2007. It came out in the 70s.
Yeah, it does. definitely did not get major exposure.
This has become kind of a cult hit, though, and it's very divisive.
I'm sorry, it's become kind of alt. Yeah. Are we doing fun facts or not?
Fun facts?
Why not?
I don't have a whole lot of fun facts. Apparently, Jessica Harper, plays Susie Spiria, she turned down a role in Annie Hall.
She's actually in the little-known sequel to the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Is she? Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Shock Treatment.
Ah.
Yeah, because it was by the same person who did Phantom of the Paradise. They're not great.
Dude, I love Rocky Horror Picture Show. I saw it twice. I saw a community theater do it twice.
Really?
And it was amazing. Well, the first time I went, I was like, okay, it's community theater, so this is either going to be hilariously bad or awesome. And it honestly,
that's what Suspiria was.
It was awesome. And
yeah.
I bought tickets to go see it again while I was sitting in the audience.
That is lame.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Todd likes musicals a lot.
So do you want to explain the scary scale?
Scary scale.
Yeah, exactly.
Our scary scale, ladies and gentlemen, our scary scale is a ranking of how scared we were when we watched this movie. It's not about the quality of the movie.
No, it is not.
Is there a negative option?
Well, no, there is not, but there is a
I tried to
option.
Give a movie a zero before, and I had
and
to
I will
it
not
one.
Allow
yeah,
it.
So
yeah.
There's no negative
because
option.
Because it is a movie. They did, sure. Like, it. Yeah.
There were people there.
I feel like that was the best review they could have got for this movie. It is a movie.
It's a film.
So it's 1 to 10.
It does exist as a film.
1 being like Ghostbusters.
1 is Ghostbusters.
10 being like...
10 is
Hereditary.
Texas Chainsaw
right.
Massacre.
For me, it is Hereditary because I haven't seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You did give Hereditary a 10. So, our guest, what are you giving this movie?
A wonderful treat to watch you guys watch.
But like you weren't scared. So like a 1 then. Like on rewatching, it was sort of a 1.
Yeah, it's not a movie that'll scare you if you rewatch
Let
it. But
choose his own number.
Well, I mean...
That's my right. But yeah, scary skulls. I wouldn't say that. So if it's for a scary skull, I'd say 1, I guess, because I can't say 0.
Okay, yeah, you can't say 0. I will not allow it.
But I would say a 4 because it did scare me in some spots.
That's right.
But it was I hated it.
But it was the jump scares that got you, which I thought was hilarious.
Jump scares always get him.
Maybe.
If there's a cat anywhere lurking around, that cat's gonna jump and it's gonna scare
the
shit.
It's gonna be the worst.
Yep. That one scene in Community when it's like the Halloween party and the cat just keeps throwing in front of them.
Come with me if you don't want to get paint on your clothes.
I love that episode.
Yes.
I have not seen all of Community, which is surprising
either.
Because I'm such a huge Dan Harmon fan. But I love that episode.
That is a good episode. I think I'm going to give this a 2.
Okay.
I was not very scared. I was mesmerized by it. I thought it was very visually.
Mesmerized?
Yeah, dude. I'm watching. It's just really cool.
Oof. It was so bad. I hated it. I honestly can't. I'm out.
How do you really feel?
I loved it.
Did
I think
I knew it. He was just afraid to say it this whole time.
I think you dislike it, but you can kind of see why other people like it, which is
Like I said, if I was willing to do the research to understand everything about it, I bet I'd like it. But I'm not willing to do that. So, like, I
it
understand
hasn't
why you're
you
so
in
into
enough
it.
For you to
nah.
put that kind of work.
But honestly,
it.
no movie loosed me in that much. To where I want to do extra research on the movie.
I will not read a book.
No, that's dumb. Like, the movie's job is to tell me that story. It's not to entice me to then do research. Fuck that.
He has a life and healthy adult relationships.
I'm really busy playing Red Dead Redemption 2, guys.
Hey, we're a member of the Modern Horrors Podcast Network. Yeah, and Steve Spiria is a member of the Modern Horrors Podcast Network, too, except more so the website.
Yeah, he's a writer.
Modern Horrors, Steven. Besides, when you're not making condoms for everybody.
I just bug Luke continuously because my formatting for all my posts is messed up. I really enjoy doing, I don't want to say think pieces because...
Like listicles?
Yes,
yeah.
Listicles. I did one for Suspiria where it was like trying to find...
You found like 40 things in the new trailer, right?
That was CZ's world and he has a goatee. Make the distinction. I found like 5. And like 2 of them worked out. But I would say anything
for those stars, man.
Research based stuff I really, really enjoy. So
check his stuff out. It's awesome.
But you're pretty active on like social media and stuff too. So let's give
him
that.
Yeah, you're on Instagram.
That's the only place you can actually follow.
On Instagram?
At Embalm You With Milk.
Yeah, okay. So why Embalm You With Milk?
If you have to ask, Todd. No.
Oh.
Embalm You With Milk is a lyric from a song by Nicole Dahlenganger.
Oh, okay.
Whom I love. It's called Please Just Stay Dead.
Ah.
And she's talking about all of the pets she's had that she wraps in yarning grass and embalms with milk. And I was just like, that's me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm carefree,
sweet.
Fun, whimsical, but I also want to kill everyone. So,
Hey.
Okay. So Jen online. Jen is on Instagram and Twitter at Jen Ferratu. I am on Instagram and Twitter at Todd J. Awesome. And of course, we are at Horror Virgin on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
We have a website, horrorvirgin.com. Yes. It's got a really cool blog, I think, because I write.
Well, you write all of them. Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
I mean, it is really cool. I've
read
a lot of the
articles. If you want to hear me talk more about feminism and Stephen King, this blog is for you, because yeah. I go on and on about
yeah.
it. You can also find the link to our merch stuff, too.
Just click on the store link.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We'll get those condoms for you soon.
yeah.
But please still use condoms until you can get officially.
And if you receive the condoms and business cards are stapled to them,
don't use the condoms. Yeah,
the carry one causes a burning sensation.
Either that or you got herpes.
Yeah.
What are we watching next?
Ooh, I'm really excited. We're watching Grave Encounters.
Yeah.
Yes, and this is our first found footage movie on the podcast.
Yeah, I've actually seen a found footage horror film before, because the first horror movie I saw in the theaters on that date I went on in high school was
Wreck.
The Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right. I like Wreck.
And then she never called me again.
Yeah.
The Blair Witch.
So
no,
this may be the last episode of the podcast. Yes. Stay tuned to find out what happens.
You know what? We should see, because I'm still friends with that girl on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We should see if we could get her on and do like the Blair Witch Project. That would
see
be
if she's
hilarious.
As disappointed in this movie.
Oh,
as she
I mean,
was
she would
movie.
Probably be like, wasn't because of the movie.
What,
it's because
think,
I wasn't
though?
Ever into you, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you told her you just wanted to be friends, she was like. Yeah,
Todd. Let's
just
we're just friends.
That's gonna be it for us this week.
That's gonna be it for us, Steven. Thank you so much for being on.
Yes, thank you so much.
We should do a Suspiria remake and have you on.
Suspiria. That'd be awesome.
Like no joke. We should definitely do that.
I'm Jen.
I'm Todd.
I'm Steven.
Yeah. And thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.